coming in at you with a little bit of na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, yeah, baby. What's going on, boys?
Yes, baby.
That was kind of like a classical-inspired, yeah, baby.
Yes.
You gotta bring him in easy. It's the late night podcast.
Labor Day special.
Nana, baby. Labor Day is almost over. It's like almost
and this
over,
isn't going to probably come out until like the week after Labor Day. But
Most likely.
Whatever. It's a time warp.
After some labor's been done.
Exactly. I labored all day so I could come here and speak to Nick's greasy face.
But would you consider that labor?
Yeah. What?
Would you consider that labor?
What? Yes.
Well, you had work today, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you have off?
Because... Fucking! I work at a restaurant.
Because he's a greasy pizza man.
Yeah, I had to call in some favors to get off.
So that means you didn't qualify for Labor Day.
No, I don't qualify for. But I work.
It's because he's off the books.
No, I'm on the books now. Don't say that. The IRS is gonna come for me. I'm on the books. Don't fucking listen. The FBI agent that listens to this is not gonna be too pleased. They're gonna look into me. All my income is 100% legit.
That's like, I didn't file for unemployment, I swear.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't. Because I was working.
Sitting with that fat 12 stacks right in his account right now.
I'm working. I'm poor. I don't have any money. I spent it all on cocaine. I have a horrible addiction.
Sound investment.
I have a horrible addiction. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's all about the booger sugar, baby. Sometimes it takes you down.
Yeah, man.
The booger sugar.
I just had to do it. But the last time I got it, you know, you can't get it in Smithtown. Those kids don't know what they're doing. It was like sugar from a fucking, like a Sour Patch Kid that they just wiped off. It was.
I thought it would just be heroin.
No, I thought it was like some crystal shit. And I just went. One time I snorted sawdust by accident in like 7th grade. That hurt it like fuck.
Why?
Oh,
what is wrong with you?
Because you ever just like see like the sugar on the table? You know, you're fucking in your middle school. You're like a little douchebag. I had two nostrils still. And then fucking it was on the table. And they're like, yo, snort this. And I'm like, yo, fucking watch this. And then I accidentally did. And then I had all of it up my nose and I had to go.
Oh, you're an idiot.
I know. Yes, I am an idiot. That's well documented.
Well, that's what everybody used to do. Everybody used to see the sawdust and start cutting it up into lines and be like, yo, snort this real quick.
That's probably what gave you the deviated septum.
That definitely did.
No, I've been hitting the nose quite a lot, but that definitely didn't help.
Every time you mention your deviated septum or I hear about your deviated septum, I look at your face and I can just notice it in your nose.
No, I have a very large, like at the top of the bridge of my nose, it's like a fucking bulk. Because it's like I think I broke it.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking fighter.
Like somebody
nose.
Gave you a sucker punch right on the right side.
For so long I've tried to remember when this happened, but it's like I fell like down so many flights of stairs, and I was so embarrassed like that. I just didn't say anything. I just limped for a week.
Face first.
Oh yeah.
Why am I not surprised that
just,
you did this
I could
shit?
Just picture you just ragdolling down a flight of stairs.
Dude, all the time. It used to happen like once a week.
When you were in high school or middle school?
No, I grew out of it by the time I was in like 10th grade. My footwork got a little better, but I would down the stairs and I'd miss one and I'd go. At every one of my family's house, I've at least fallen down the stairs at least once.
Yo, there was one time at my cousin's house where I fell down the stairs, son. I think I was like 7 years old. And you know, like at the end of rugs, they have like the molding.
Yeah.
And like one of the nails was sticking out. My sock got caught.
Oh, no.
I went rolling down the stairs.
No.
My cousin caught me at the bottom of the stairs.
Dude.
Oh, so he saved you, but you still got injured, right? You still got hurt?
Nah, yeah. I had this
up.
Huge ass lump on the top of my head.
Oh, nah. Yeah, because like it's something else to fall. It's one thing to fall and then another thing to fall downstairs.
Dude,
it's not
a whole other element.
I just had to get up. I was like, I'm like, nope, yeah, I'm good. And I'm just fucking like, limp away. Don't worry about it. I'm fine.
You're just walking out of frame with just like,
ugh. Oh, dude. Every single time.
When you're a kid and you're small, because that's also happened to me too. When
I'm malleable.
You're like, you know, so much like fluidity and aerodynamic in the small body. You know what I mean? You're flowing down the. You're basically flowing down the hitting every single step on the way down.
Yeah,
you
know but what
I mean? Yeah. Now it's like if you bend over the wrong way, it's like
my knee.
Dude, like you know? I could take it. Like fucking, I was telling you before when I was a little punk ass skateboard kid, I fell down a fucking hill and I just rolled like 40 feet down a hill. And I just popped up and did it again. When you're a kid, you could fall off like a building.
Exactly. Get that rubbery shit.
I think the worst time I ever fell when I was a kid, well, besides the stairs, was I was learning how to ride without training wheels. And I used to go to my babysitter's house, and I rode, and we went down this big ass hill, and I lost control of the bike. Bro, I'm telling you, I skid down that hill for at least 20 feet. My knees were destroyed.
Oh my god.
You're just like, fuck. Why did I do this?
That was absolutely awful.
The worst is flipping on the bike. One time I was riding through like Green Lawn Village. We were going through like Harbor Fields High School to play baseball. It was me, my dad, and my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we ride down. We're going down like one of the streets right off Broadway in the village. And I just hit a pothole. And I go, gunk, and I flip, do like a Jeff Hardy swanton bomb right in the street and slam my elbow into a pothole.
You had the motion when you were doing it, too. You're like, yeah.
No, I didn't. I was like, fuck, because I fell on my fucking neck.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you get that scorpion on fucking ridiculousness. I wish someone filmed it. Rob Dyrdek would have seen me.
It's the road rash for me.
Oh,
that's like the worst part.
That is the worst part, because you can take the bumps, but the road rash. You take the bump, and then that's what lasts.
You got to deal with that for the next couple up and coming weeks. You know what I mean? Just healing and stuff, and picking at the scab gets itchy.
You ever bomb a hill on a longboard and just fall?
No,
Tony has.
Oh yeah, Tony definitely has.
Dude, I was riding with this kid once. We were riding back from playing basketball, and he just fucking hit a pothole and he did what I did before. He did a front flip. It was more like a corkscrew, like fucking AJ Styles does. It's just like fell right on his goddamn shoulders. It was disgusting, but I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I never fell like that. The worst injury I had, I fucking got hit in the face with a fucking metal swing set that they use for handicapped people.
Nick, I feel like you don't take enough risks. That's why you didn't get hurt.
Probably. I got hurt. Probably, like back when I was a kid, all the time. I was doing so much stupid shit.
Do you climb trees?
No, I didn't climb trees because my mom told me a story when I was younger because I was trying to climb the tree. She's like, I fell out of the tree and I had fucking amnesia for a week. I'm like, what?
That sounds like fun. It's like an adventure.
Yeah, but
it's like you hit restart.
The worst thing I've ever had was a twisted ankle. I've never actually like broke something.
Oh my god!
My ankles are like paper. I always fucking hit my ankles. I'm like Steph Curry.
I only twisted my ankles maybe twice playing basketball.
Oh, dude. It happens to me at least once a month. If I'm playing a lot, I fucking, someone will step on my ankle and it's done. Like, fucking, it just goes yoink, and I'm hobbling for a week.
Nah, I once fucked up my ankle in Guatemala, bro. It was like, I was like 8 years old or some shit like that, and we were playing soccer. And not knowing that it was like a ledge. Basically, it was like the field, the soccer field, we're playing by my uncle's house, and by the house, you know, it kind of like, it's like a drop down with the driveway going into it and mm-hmm. stuff. Basically, that drop down, I didn't notice it, and it was like maybe a good like 5 feet drop down, and we were just playing soccer, and I'm over here trying to get the soccer ball, and it's getting kicked towards me, and I'm walking, and I'm basically running backwards and shit, and I fall down, land all up on my ankle and shit. My ankle was literally like this. Point 90 degree angle, pointing the opposite, the fucking the other way and shit. It was over. It wasn't broken, just straight up sprained, like twisted up, motherfucked up. You know what I mean? So then I had to be. I was carried off the field. You know, it was super sad. You know what I mean? They took me back to my grandmother's house, and I was like over there. You know what I mean? They feeding me food. They taking care of me and stuff. They trying. You know what I mean? They trying to calm me down. That shit hurt. And then that's when the the voodoo medical spiritual man of the village up in the mountains came through. You know what I mean? I've never seen this man once in my life, but he came in there with like the fucking like the vest with like multiple flowers and feathers on it and shit like that.
Like a witch doctor?
He was like a witch doctor, like a shaman, you know what I mean? He's like the Guatemalan shaman,
he's a
bro.
Shaman for fact.
Yo, son. It was, I don't know what was worse. The pain in which, definitely, actually, you know what? Nah. Definitely this pain was worse than me actually spraining my shit because of the adrenaline. But this, which is terrible, because obviously, yo, I was just sitting there, 8 years old, in Guatemala, in the kitchen, and this dude just comes up, random-ass dude from out of nowhere, probably picked him up at the bar down the street, fucking comes up, rubs this weird-ass natural oils and scents and all this stuff all about my foot, and he's like, listo, and I'm like, I guess, you know, and he just starts pushing that motherfucker in with, like, ooh, the force, I don't even know, yo, I was crying. I was yelling, son. Yo, they were holding me down. Yo, it was painful, and I felt every little bit of that like the muscle, the bone, whatever the hell he was pushing in, the whole lump straightening out my ankle. And it was like, oh my god, I, you know, it was the worst, like, it was the worst, like, 5 minutes of my life. It was like just him just pushing it in.
I saw a video of Kevin Lee training at TriStar, and he had like a fucking like hematoma on his leg or like a fucking bone bruise.
Yeah,
and they did like the same shit. They brought in like a shaman, and he just fucking like waxed it up and like put some fucking oil in it, and he just fucking pushed that shit down his leg until it like dissipated throughout his leg.
Oh my
and god! And he was just like like screaming the entire time. I was like, oh, is that even worth it at that point?
Hell no.
But he had a flight coming up, so I feel like it would probably be worse if he got kicked there.
Yeah.
But, oof, fucking going through that is probably be annoying as fuck.
But what's the hematoma? That's just the buildup of blood, right?
It was bone bruise, I think.
Bone bruise?
Yeah, I think a contusion.
What the hell? What the hell's a bone? Wait, you can bruise your bone?
Yeah. That's how you get bruised.
I just remembered. I twisted my ankle one time really bad when I was playing kickball with 12-year-olds.
was this when you were working at that camp?
Yes.
Oh,
that's the most embarrassing.
It was the field day at the camp. We were actually at Elwood Park playing kickball there and shit. And then the kid kicks the ball. The kid actually sends a bomb. So I'm running up. I'm like, oh, I bet I got it. I got this. I fucking trip over second base, twisted my whole fucking ankle. Got up. I was like, fuck. I walked home from work that day. straight from the park. I was like, yeah, I gotta go. My ankle hurts a little bit. Went to the hospital that day. Didn't tell my boss I went to the hospital. Came back with crutches on. She's like, what the fuck happened to you yesterday? I'm like, I twisted my ankle. I had to go to the hospital. She's like, you didn't fucking tell me?
Word.
Oh my god, dude.
I was like, I thought I could just champ it out.
That's the, because it's like, you don't want to, like, playing kickball with 12-year-olds and twisting your ankle is like, come on. I can't tell anybody that. That's like, I think I've told this story before, but when I fucking, like, thought I broke my foot because I was playing kickball in gym class in the wrestling room.
Yeah, your pride kicked in.
Yeah, I was, like, just hobbling around the entire day, and I went to go play basketball later. I was, like, hopping on one foot like a fucking amputee dog. it's like, I can't tell, like, I can't be like, yeah, I fucking broke my foot trying to kick a ball. That's like the pride. I can't let it happen.
But when does your ego break? At what point? What body part breaks that your ego breaks and you're like,
bro, when it's visible.
When
it's visible.
When it's visible.
When you can't hide it. Like when my arm broke and it was hanging off, I was like, okay, I got to do something about this.
When I broke my arm, I was good for like, I went into shock immediately and I knew it was broken. I 5 minutes, I just started crying. It was fucking painful as shit.
Nick also tripped over a rock.
Yes, Keith, thank you for bringing
Nick,
this up.
I feel like you don't have as much of a high, of a pain tolerance, though.
A pebble.
It wasn't a pebble.
Explain the story.
All right,
a driveway full of pebbles.
All right. So we were doing, and this is how fucking long little ago this was. You remember, you had that phase where you were always playing with airsoft guns and shit?
Yeah. Oh, back in the day.
So we went to one of our friends, like, you guys know him, but I'm not going to say his name here. So we went to his house, and then this other kid fucking brought his cousin, and his cousin was just shooting all of us, being an asshole. Shot me right under my eye, and I fucking lost my shit. I'm like, that fucking kid is dead. And I'm fucking, like, running towards him and not realizing my friend has an incline on his driveway and a
bunch of pebbles.
I fucking then proceed to go airborne and do like a fucking fucking fall. I landed right on my arm. I fucking knew it too because I couldn't move it right away. I'm like, yeah, I definitely just fucking broke this. Then we're just kind of, everyone comes over like, are you all right? I'm like, I broke my arm. I just looked at everybody. They're like, are you all right? I'm like, no, I'm in shock. Get me inside right now. I had a fucking huge, like, hole in my hand from that. It was bad.
A hole in your hand? Like the bone?
Not the bone, but, like, it was, like, exposed, like, skin and shit.
You landed on a rock, man?
Yeah. It was, like rock. It was, like, a jagged, like, rock. It went right in there. It was fucking terrible.
Oof.
Then when they put the cast on, like, I had to end up getting surgery on my gallbladder. So I had to go in there.
Oh, man.
Put a fucking cast on. And my mom was like, you know what? You want the waterproof cast? It's only $100 more. And it's and you know, you can swim around. I'm like, yeah, sure. That, if you ever break a limb and it's during the summer, do not get a fucking waterproof cast. Those things are itchy as shit. Like, the whole time. You're
going in water. It's not supposed to get wet.
No. It wasn't because of that. It was, like, the material they used. I think my skin wasn't reacting to it well. And, like,
Don't those make like after you take them out make your arms smell?
Oh, they're dead. Yeah. Oh yeah, no, dude, they're my like arm dead skin. So small. Dead skin, bro.
It's atrophy.
You can't wash it.
No, it's also atrophy.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
So, you have like to, my arm was so much smaller. Like even still to this day, you could probably see it. Like my left arm's smaller than my right arm.
Why don't you work it out?
I do. It used to be a lot smaller.
Why don't you switch sides once in a while?
It's because Pat doesn't drink enough protein shakes.
You are?
I'm a lefty, bro.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Yo, come on, man.
It's just, this is the accuracy, and this is the power. That's what it is. Okay. This is the precision sniper, and this is the... see, like when I switch hit, like when I'm lefty, that's a little dink and dunk. But when I go righty, that's the... That's the bombs, bitch. That's fucking the power side.
That's Rick James, bitch.
No, it's the bombs. You hooah. You fucking hooah.
You hooah.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh god. We can't do this, Pat. We can't.
I'm sorry. I don't want to fucking bring Nick into a surprise.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Man.
You can't put me in that trance, man.
Oh no.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah. No, okay. Anyway, I shall not.
What was I talking about? Yeah, so then
you felt the bone pop, right? So,
yeah,
so
felt,
did you feel that?
Yeah, that shit was fucking...
But the bone pop...
That
bone
wasn't
drop.
As bad, but the when I broke my wrist was worse than when I broke my arm. Because I hit that fucking... We were snow tubing, and it was me and my mom in the same tube. And we fucking went down this hill. It was on a golf course, and we fucking slammed into this pole, like going like 30 miles an hour. My mom took the brunt of it. She had a huge bruise on her like side. Oof. And I grazed it, and I fucking broke three fingers in my wrist. And I like, and then
didn't you split your face open too?
Yeah, I have a scar like right. Whee! You can't really see it, but there's a scar right there.
Dude, I'm with you, man.
I was covered in blood.
I'm with you, man. Fuck sledding.
And then my grandfather comes down. And he's like, "Holy shit! I just witnessed my fucking grandson and my daughter get murdered like in front of my eyes." And he's just running down. He fucking slips out. My sister's right behind me. Kicks my sister in the face. It was like a Three Stooges skit. And then we had to fucking grab the tube and get it back to the house. Then I slipped on ice and fell on my ass, and that fucking hurt. And then then we got towards the end of the night, because I was in shock. I didn't really feel it, but I knew it was fucked up. So the end of the night, I'm like, I gotta go to the hospital. And we were in Connecticut, so they're like, all right, you gotta tough it out through the night, and we're gonna go tomorrow to Huntington. So my mom calls my dad. She goes, listen, there was an accident. And he goes, is everyone all right? She goes, yeah, everyone's all right, but Nikki fucked up his wrist. He's like, okay, I'll meet you at the hospital tomorrow. He sees me, he's like, what the f-? In the middle of the hospital, he's like, what the fuck happened to my son? I was like covered in like cuts.
Your son is like, it's like a Godfather one when they call him.
Look, I massacred my boy.
Massacred my boy.
Yeah, what's your dad?
Fucking Fredo got shot up by a tree.
Laying right there on the corner's desk. And he's like, look how he slaughtered my boy.
Yeah, that one was bad. And then I think I cast out.
Dude, I went sledding once and I fucking crashed into like a tray, and I was like, that's the only time I've been sledding.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's
that's
not.
My
it's
only experience with
it's
sledding.
So
I hate
dangerous.
Snow.
It's so dangerous. You can't control that shit.
You go so fast.
Dude, I was trying to stop it too when we were going down. I'm like trying to kick it out and like nothing was happening. And I knew we were going to either A, go into the bushes, and there was a little river right there. So either way, I was getting fucked up. So that's why we're trying to stop it.
I don't get why people love skiing and snowboarding and shit. I don't fuck with those elements. The winter elements are there for a reason. They're there to catch you. Yeah, and when you're slipping.
I've been sledding like only a handful of times, and each time I've left bruised and injured the next day and not want to leave bed. And I was like, oh my god, my fucking body is torn up. And it was like,
my sister
know.
Broke her nose doing it. Like, slammed into a tree with my uncle. Fucking covered in blood. She was like, oh my god.
You guys sound like you have horrible luck in the snow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's probably just like fucking...
No, that's why I don't go tubing or fucking skiing or sledding or whatever the fuck.
You guys shouldn't live.
I stay away from the snow.
You're a summer man? You're a warm-blooded animal?
No, I'm a fall and a spring guy. I'm not a fucking...
You look like a Florida spring. Guy, so you look like a summer guy.
All right, I'm wearing a tank top.
Right now you look like a Florida
does that
guy. Because you're wearing a tank top, you just shaved, so you look more Florida-esque.
Oh, God.
Boy, it was 80 degrees out yesterday, and you were wearing a sweatshirt.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
What?
Bro, it wasn't even that hot out, bro.
What's wrong with you?
We were out there playing softball.
It wasn't that hot.
And Nick was running around in a sweater.
Sweatshirt.
A sweatshirt in 80-degree weather.
Long sleeve sweatshirt.
Long sleeve sweatshirt.
You're
yeah.
nuts.
It wasn't that hot.
It wasn't that hot.
And that was right after you finished working out.
No, not yesterday.
Oh, you was cutting weight. Okay, never mind.
I was cutting weight. What the fuck is out here like Tony Ferguson?
You know what I mean? Did you have a plastic bag wrapped around your body too?
No. I'm not fucking, what was that? Somebody was doing that.
Sweating off water weight.
Sweating your nuts off.
Pretty much. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know.
This went from injuries to...
Me cutting weight and then me being an asshole for wearing a sweatshirt in 80 degree weather.
Well, who wears a sweatshirt in 80 degree
weather? It wasn't that hot.
Let's talk about something else, Nick. We've been on sledding for too long. I don't know the demographic for sledding stories.
Yeah,
for real. Well, we can go to skateboarding instead.
Oh, shit. Let's talk about Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
Rest in peace, he died.
No, what?
Jesus Christ, don't say that, man.
In the game, he dies all the time.
Yikes.
He just gets rewound into these bags.
Yo, I said this the other day. Doesn't Nick look like he's the type of guy that says jinkies?
Asshole. Pat is the biggest asshole.
But you say stuff like, is it too far out of the realm of possibility that
everyone, absolutely
you
not.
Say Jesus Christmas like you're fucking who says like, that?
It's Sweet Christmas with Luke Cage.
Oh yeah, Luke Cage.
Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas. Dude. No, but come on. You're telling me at some point you didn't contemplate like maybe jinkies would fit in this context.
No. Never.
Nick, you're a guy with a very colorful vocabulary. I wouldn't be I'm not disparaging you for it. I'm just saying jinkies is like a thing that I could see you saying.
No.
Yeah, Velma.
fuck up, man.
Nick, if you threw on a sweater, you could be Velma, my man.
I'm not beating. Fuck that, bro.
It's a good Halloween costume, but whatever. Let's talk about Tony Hawk.
Orange sweaters and glasses.
Why don't you make a character in Tony Hawk?
Yeah, make it Velma.
I gotta.
You're the only one at the table who doesn't have Tony Hawk.
No, I have Tony. I was playing it the other day.
Oh shit, we all got Tony Hawk now.
We all have Tony Hawk, so this is a great game. You know what I mean? When it comes to remasters being executed, I think this is a well-executed remaster.
I think that's how we got started on all this talk, is that it's derivative from Tony Hawk and falling in your ass and skateboarding.
No.
How did we get there?
Did we?
I think, no, before we started recording.
Oh, before we started recording, we were talking about it, yeah.
That was what was on the mind.
Tony Hawk.
Whoa.
Give me an echo.
We just went into a cave real quick.
Mike Hawk.
Did you say Mike Hawk?
It's a fucking... It's like an old joke. Listen, whatever. I don't... Okay. Sometimes everything can't be brilliant, Nick. I just like the sound of Mike Hawk on an echo. Is that fine?
That's fine.
Thank you. For Christ's sake. Nick, I feel like you really just... You know, you attack me. You attack me.
You attack me so way up. More.
Nick, I think I'm just over here trying to have a good time.
Sitting on your futon. Having a nice
sitting
time.
Sitting on your futon. You living act life like a crouton. And I'm just loving it. And you're fucking ba da ba 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 trying to ruin my vibe. I don't know what's fucking wrong with you, bro. I'm just hanging out, and you're just disparaging my vocabulistics, man.
Now we gotta settle this in combos in Tony Hawk.
Yeah, bro.
That's how we gotta settle this.
I was doing a tutorial, and then I kind of was like, all right, I gotta do something else. So I played like 20 minutes of the tutorial, got stuck on.
The tutorial's fun.
Yeah, the tutorial's fun. You have Tony Hawk talking to you.
It's fun just to free skate too.
What the fuck? It was some like weird trick. It was like the McFlip or some shit.
McTwist.
Oh, McTwist, yeah.
Your signature moves? McFlip.
Yeah, I was trying to hit the double McFlurry with a fries.
I got
with
stuck on that
fries.
For like 5-10 minutes. I'm like, fuck this. I'm done.
Oh my god. Dude, the game is amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
I was having fun. It was mad.
Very nostalgic.
It's very nostalgic. They haven't really changed the game at all, really. They just really updated the graphics, put a new engine in, animations and shit, made new maps. And I think it's a remaster done really well.
I'm just glad that Tony Hawk finally gets the recognition he deserves after the two tragedies that came before this.
Do you remember
what were the last releases?
There was one.
Well, there was a Pro Skater HD collection for the 360. That was terrible. It only had like 6 maps from both of the games combined.
Sheesh.
Terrible.
Ew.
And Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 was a bombski.
Mm. When did the one with the Wii where you can go on the board?
That was what I was
going to say. No, that was Skate.
No, it wasn't Skate.
Really?
Yeah, no. There's a Tony Hawk one. It was Downhill Jam.
Oh, Downhill Jam.
Downhill Jam. Look up Downhill Jam.
My favorite out of all of them was probably Project 8.
Nick, fuck Downhill Jam. Look up Project 8.
Yes, sir.
dude.
Yeah, if you look up Downhill Jay, you're gonna get
Project 8. That was the one in like Hollywood too, right?
Yeah.
Yo, oh my god, I remember this fucking game.
Which one did this come out on?
PS2.
Yeah, it did definitely it? Was on PS2.
PS2, Xbox 360, PS3.
I only really played Tony Hawk up until Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3. And that was probably my favorite one. But then I did play the first
Project
two.
I played Pro Skater 1 and 2 on the PlayStation 1 as a child. And then the next one I got was Project 8 on the PSP.
Dude, this one was so fucking good. This was such a great game. This is underrated. I completely forgot about this, Keith.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if this is backwards compatible.
Oh, shit.
It's not.
Fuck.
Unfortunately, I've tried to find it in so many places.
Better remaster.
Well, that's why this remaster is so like hyped up and so excited for, and that's why it has such a big fan base in the community right now, because there hasn't been a skateboarding game like in general.
Just in general, like the gaming community is winning off of nostalgia right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, but like still, you know, you can't not hate on a Tony Hawk game.
It's a
game that anybody can pick up and easily learn, and then it's fun. Obviously takes a lot of time to master.
Even just like, people love buying newer, upscaled versions of their favorite old games.
It's true.
For example, the Mario collection just came out, or is coming out.
What collection?
It's Mario Galaxy, Mario Sunshine, and Mario 64 all in one bundle.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, I'm buying that shit because I haven't played Galaxy and Sunshine and Mad Long.
What is that on Switch, right?
Switch,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Is it update graphics and all that?
No.
This is what I've seen. Super Mario 64 is just faster refresh rate, upscaled frame rate. Sunshine, I had to rework the controls a little bit. I think none of them's really remastered from the ground up.
It's more
like upscaled resolutions and faster frame rates.
What would you even... I don't even know what you would consider those. Because I don't even consider them remasters in my opinion. Because a remaster to me is like... you're actually like doing something to the game to change it. Not just like making the frame rates a little better.
It's kind of like an upscaled emulator.
Yeah, because either way is like... If you like take like an old console and you were to hook it up to anything that's modern, it'll perform a lot better than when you were playing it originally as a child. Or like back in the day.
Yeah, because it's so much easier for that to process.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, when it comes to a remaster coming out, and the only thing they're gonna do is like, oh, just update the frame rate and make maybe pop out the colors a little bit. That's basically what they did with the Ezio collection for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
They really didn't do much to it. I didn't get it. I still don't want to get it just because
it's on sale now.
It's the Ezio, is it?
Okay. All Ubisoft things are like 75% off.
Yeah, okay. I'm going out of business. That's why I'm making trash games nowadays. You know what I mean?
But that is another thing, where it's just like, I feel like the definition of remaster has changed over the past couple of years.
I think there needs to be another word.
Because like,
those type of games.
Let's say 7 years ago when, or was it? No, that's more than 7 years ago now, probably like 10 or 11, when Banjo and Kazooie came to Xbox in the Xbox Arcade. That was considered a remaster.
Remastered.
Now, if you look at that today, that's just like that's not like, remastered.
Those are like re-released,
upscaled. Resolution.
That was off Rare Replay, right?
No. This is before Rare Replay. Yeah.
No. Way before that. That was like when it was on Xbox 360 Arcade.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And even with the Rare Replay, I don't know. I think the Rare Replay itself. Did they promote it as a remaster?
No, like the whole re-replay? It's not a remaster. You play it's the old graphic.
Because it's the old graphic. It's basically just a bundle pack of old games that you can now play in the modern day without any hassle of having to go through getting adapters of the old console or going through an emulator and installing shit, you know what I mean, on your computer. So,
and then it's like, well, what I consider the definition of remastered now is, let's say, a game like the Crash Trilogy or the Spyro Trilogy or Tony Hawk or Crash Team Racing, where it's like it's rebuilt from the ground up with new graphics and you can tell the physics are different, but they're not too different where it's like it feels estranged from the original source
material. Yeah, it still feels like the original game. It's just it looks predominantly better.
A lot better. Yeah.
Tony Hawk looks a fuck of a lot better.
Oh my god. Yeah. The animations in it is just wow.
I really hope they fucking go the skate route with that. Either make a new skate game or remastered like Skate 3. Because as much as I love Tony Hawk, Skate 3 is one of the best games ever made. You can't change my goddamn mind.
Now, I never played Skate, I heard the thing about Skate was that it was a lot different from Tony Hawk in the way that it felt more realistic.
What the difference is, obviously it's more realistic because you can actually walk and get off the board and set shit up.
Yeah.
But it's more of like Tony Hawk. I think I was saying this to you, Nick, the other day. Actually, no, I wasn't. I think I was saying it to my cousin. Tony Hawk ones is more of like the vert ramp shit. It's not like street skating.
Yeah.
Vert ramps. Skate is like the fucking, like, you know, grinding on fucking posts.
Grinding.
Hall of meat.
Yeah.
Manual of meat was my shit. Like bailing.
Just doing like fucking street shit.
Yeah, just doing kick flips, yeah. Regular flips.
And tricks, this is like vert ramps and like high jumps and like fucking nose grabs and shit like
that. Yeah, you're going into pools and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's not really what skate is. Skate's more of like the Rod Dyrdek era skateboarding, street skating.
Straight up just like looking at your environment and just being like, all right, what can I use in this environment to make a trick off of? You know, that type of thing.
You know what's funny? I had Skate 2 for the Wii when I was a kid.
Oh, the Wii.
And I also had like the Wii Fit fucking yoga board. And you could play Skate using the yoga board.
Ew, that must have been so bad.
Bro, I tried doing an ollie. I jumped off the board. Error screen popped up and said, don't jump off the balance board.
So how do you do an ollie?
You just like, I guess you just and move never, your feet.
And then I never figured it out. And I say, fuck it. I turned the Wii off and never played it again.
Can I just say, the Wii is the most overrated system ever.
It is.
Shitty system.
Did it beat out the PlayStation 2 with the highest selling home console?
I think so, because everybody could play it. It's very easy to...
That Wii bowling, man.
Yeah, I love that Wii bowling.
Dude, look, see? Yes, sir.
Wii Sports was dope, but the actual games... Let me tell you a little something. No, this wasn't even for... I think it was... No, yeah. It was Call of Duty World at War. I got it for the Wii.
On the Wii?
It's a completely different campaign.
No.
PlayStation pretty... No, we didn't... We did ever better than PlayStation 3. Everything else PlayStation.
Bro, the Wii was the James Cameron fucking avatar of the console era, of that era. You know, because it's like...
Yo, everybody
mad innovative. Everybody and their mother wanted to get it. And then once they got it, they were like, eh, it's all right. You know?
Yeah. It's not too bad.
The motion control barely works. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, no, it's all right.
Like, even I got Modern Warfare, the first one.
On the Wii?
Yeah.
What? The fuck? Only, you said it on the Wii?
The only system I had.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But fucking, I got it on the Wii. And it's literally like everything about that game is, for the most part, is almost different. Like, it's a different campaign. Except for the fucking Mile High Club. That's the only thing. Like,
of course, because that was the one mission that they always wanted to hype up on the promotional.
Dude, it was literally like, because I had played it before, like my friend's house, and then I was like, "What the fuck is this? It's a completely different game." Like, because I think that I don't think they had like rated M games on the Wii back then. Like they had to like.
Probably like no blood.
No, there wasn't. They had to dumb it down.
I think there was well, Nintendo's always known for their family friendly content, but I know there was like a handful of mature games on there.
You also got to keep into consideration that the development of the Wii, you can tell a lot of the funding probably went into the motion control as to the actual horsepower that was inside the hardware itself. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, yeah, because the Wii ran on pretty much like, what is it, PS2 graphics and a 360 PS3 era.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was weird.
It was competing against other consoles its gimmick.
But like I said, the Wii, I mean, Nintendo was the first to come out with this, so they were like, "Hey, look at our new toys. It's wireless. It's a wireless remote."
Well, they're basically
and you can control the game.
They're basically the predecessor first ones to do it. To virtual reality. That's basically probably what started off the whole thing.
And then PlayStation tried to come back with PlayStation Move, and then Xbox did Kinect.
Oh, the Kinect sucks.
I hate Kinect.
Kinect, I've only used it once, and it was like interesting. It was like the one of the launch titles where like you have to lift up your hand like with the ring or something.
It's just the Wii. It's the same.
Everybody
thing.
Tried to get up on that shit. Like they had the PlayStation Moved, and then they had the VR for it. And then I remember somebody bought like the Move controllers right before the VR came out. They were like going for like $5, and then as soon as VR came up, that shit skyrocketed.
Yeah, because PlayStation
nobody used it.
PlayStation took a way to use their shitty idea that nobody wanted, where the controllers were down to like $5 a piece, and now reinvented it, and now everybody wants it in the PlayStation VR.
Just imagine that one guy who bought it and was like, "Yeah, I'll just keep him somewhere." Then fucking buys a VR.
Some days these would be worth something.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be that guy. Let's see what
That type of, I mean, like,
that's a good stock investment.
Yeah, honestly,
it really is, because like, imagine how many people. It's gonna be a select group of people that are gonna want to play like some shit like the Wii, you know, in the near future, or like at least have it in their collection.
Yeah, be like,
just to say, yeah, I got item. The Wii. You know what I mean? Remember the Wii? Remember this bullcrap?
But I feel like there's so many of them in circulation. I guess maybe like 20, 30 years, it'll be like a collector's item.
Yeah, I mean, you could say
that.
Give it time.
You could say that shit now, where it's like everyone does that fucking fake VR shit with the cardboard in front of your face and all that dumb shit.
Oh, the Google Cardboard?
Yeah.
You can go to Google, type in Google Cardboard, and you can basically get a printout sheet of the actual pieces. And all you gotta do is print it out and then just stencil it onto a piece of cardboard and then cut out the cardboard. And then they show you the instructions of how to put all the pieces together. And it's literally all you do is like you fold it, maybe get a couple pieces of tape just to hold it together. And then that's basically it. And then the only thing you really need to buy is like the little glass lenses. But like, those aren't any special, like just plastic lenses that you can just get for like a couple cents. It's supposed to be a very cheap alternative to VR, and all you gotta do is just put your phone in there, and yeah. Then there you go. You're in the world of VR. You're probably going to the YouTube and look at those selected playlists of like the 360 videos and shit like that.
Yeah,
probably,
I was about to say, if you press settings like any YouTube video, it says view in cardboard.
View in cardboard. Really? Yeah, there you go. Really? Yeah, it's an option.
Yeah.
Look that up. I want to see if
you gotta do it on your phone.
You gotta do it on your phone. It's not an option on the computer. Yeah. God, but on your phone, yeah, some videos will actually give you that option.
I've seen the 360 ones. I used to be like all the fucking rage like three years ago.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. It's like even with the PlayStation, the PlayStation VR is like, I don't see myself really using it that much.
Yeah.
Even with like the games that you put me on, which were a lot of fun, not even gonna front, Keith. I just
Beat
don't
Saber, my boy.
But like do I see myself playing Beat Saber on like hours on end?
Like by yourself.
Like our one boy who shall not be named. You know what I mean?
That's
but he knows who he is. You know what I mean?
It's a party game.
Who's like mad, who's mad skilled and shit like that. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna get mad skilled in it, you know? Unless a game come out that's like similar to like that of a game that we would play with a controller. Exactly. Like an RPG or something like that, or like an actual shooter. Or something that you can actually get in depth to. And
it should
like,
be a UFC game.
Or a UFC game.
That would be dope. Like an actual like boxing VR game.
I think there is a Creed game.
Yeah, but it's like very...
I haven't
seen
it, but...
It's cagado.
Yeah, it's not like fluid. Like it's,
oh, it's not?
Look it up, Nick. I've seen it before.
It's probably mad rigid, you know?
Yeah, like one that actually like reads your actual movements.
Yeah.
Like where it's not just like bonk, funk. Yeah, look at this. Shit. Look at it. It's a... It's just basically like your head. It's just rock. The hands.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
All right. I'm Michael B. Jordan.
I don't think... Listen, I can't off my head think of what Michael B. Jordan sounds like, but I don't think that's it.
That definitely wasn't... Yeah.
Close enough.
Yo, speaking of Michael B. Jordan, bro, fucking that reminded me. Yeah. Fucking Chadwick Boseman, bro. We got to talk about that. Man, God man, damn.
That was... Oh, that's terrible.
Actually, like, is one of the celebrities that died that actually genuinely disappointed me.
I was very
fucking
upset.
Out of everybody, man. Fucking, you couldn't take Hawkeye for. Jeremy Renner.
Oh my god, you can't say that shit.
Nah, Jeremy Renner be on his crazy shit sometimes. You know what I mean?
He is, but
he makes commercial country music.
Yeah, you know ever since like, that, Jeremy Renner's been expendable. But dude, come on, fucking Black Panther. Fucking Chadwick Boseman. Jackie 42 is a great movie.
That's a really good movie.
People don't fucking know about that movie.
Well, because nobody watches baseball anymore.
Yeah, but baseball movies are always solid.
Oh yeah, good to great. There's not a bad baseball movie. I mean, you're always gonna have a good time watching a baseball movie.
Nah.
Most.
Not always.
Not always, but most.
Well, I don't know. What's a bad baseball movie?
Every single one of them, other than The Sandlot.
No.
Angels in the Outfield. Actually, wait, I take that back because Sandlot's not a baseball movie.
It's a coming of age tale.
We got to know what I mean? Take that back.
Bull Durham's great.
I never seen Bull Durham.
Bull Durham's fucking hilarious. You got to watch that. Angels in the Outfield is great.
Who's the angel in the outfield?
Christopher Lloyd.
Who's Christopher Lloyd again?
Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Nick, talking to the fucking mic.
Sorry.
I forgot about Doc Brown.
How could you forget about Dr. fucking Brown from Back to the Future?
Dude, I've never heard anybody call him Dr. Brown.
Doc Brown, sorry.
Yeah, it's just Doc. D-O-C. I don't think he's a real doctor.
What's up, no,
Doc?
He's not. No, he definitely isn't.
He's not. What are you talking about, man?
Speaking of what's up, Doc, fucking, I can't wait for the new Space Jam.
Oh, baby.
LeBron Jam?
Yeah, dude. Fucking LeBron the Space Jam jerseys. Have you seen the new jerseys?
Yes. Nah.
They're actually pretty dope. I would arguably say, listen, I like the other ones, the old ones, because it's retro, and it's pretty dope. Like, that's real 90s, but look at this. This is pretty sick. It's got that.
Oh, what the fuck?
That blue and orange. Look at that shit.
Is that it?
Toon Squad.
Toon Squad. Oh, yeah, that's pretty tough.
That's like a NBA My Court thing. That's like the My Team like created jerseys. That's okay. A sick jersey.
2K sucks right now, so we're not gonna talk about that.
Did you get it? I'm not even gonna get it.
Oh, a new 2K came out?
Yeah.
And
who's on the cover?
The shot Kobe. Clock. The shot clock is impossible to use. So I've heard. I do not have it.
How would the shot clock be impossible to use? Oh, actually, never mind. Because fucking every time I played that game in 2K20, it was impossible too. Because there's no.
Two K was buckets after buckets. That was too easy.
Yeah, but fucking the shot clock never made a sound. That throws me off sometimes. Even though I still kick ass in that game.
What, Pat? I didn't hear you. What's your record, Pat? What's your record, Pat?
Overall?
Yes.
Probably about like 93 to 2.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, I'm nice at 2K.
Get the
My
fuck
fucking
out of here.
Team play fundamentals are incredible. You only, can't fucking.
Pat, the only thing you do is fucking swaggle around the right stick.
No, like a I dish. Then I shoot it and it goes in. That's like that Spurs
basketball.
That's like
that dribbles around the court a million times.
No,
and then
minimal.
To go for a
you're lying on my name, bro. Minimal dribbles. You got to be like fucking Tim Duncan, that bitch. Just dribble, pass, give it to a bald guy from Europe.
Boo.
No.
Ooh, he echoed your ass too, Pat. How do you feel about
that?
Hit
you with the reverb.
Yeah, he's just tight because he knows that the real skill
I
want to
play Pat
here.
Madden again because the last time
I'm not good at Madden.
I know.
That game sucks this year too.
I know. But last time we played, I was a fourth quarter. I was about to get the ball. He fucking lags out. I was so mad.
I am not good at Madden. I will never say I'm good at EA games, except for UFC, is very hard for me to get good at. Madden, NHL, can't do it.
NBA
FIFA?
Live.
NBA Live is a disgrace to the human race.
Hey,
really
man,
is.
It wasn't that bad when I played it.
NBA Live? When the fuck did you play NBA Live?
NBA
Live. I've never seen you pick up a basketball.
NBA Live. Well, you never seen me pick up a skateboard either, and I'm nice at Tony Hawk, you know what I mean? So stop it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I play NBA Live 15.
NBA Live 15?
Because it was free. It was free
one,
to play.
The one with James Harden?
I don't even know. All I know was that
Damian Lillard.
All I know it was free to play. It was just like 2K.
Disgusting.
Is it?
No, it's nothing like 2K.
How is it not?
Because the controls are so bad. Just look at the fluidity of the game.
That's
put
what
on
it was.
The
that was
game
the one
play.
With Dame.
I was right. Oh, fuck. Put on the...
Put
some gameplay
look,
on.
81% of Google users like this game.
Shut the fuck up. Nobody likes this game.
Pat sounds so annoyed. Like, shut the fuck up.
They like this game. Meanwhile, the critics gave him a lower review.
Oh, dude, this looks bad. This looks really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, look at this.
It's just the camera view the whole game?
No, I did change the camera
you
view.
You can't change
the
camera view, but just look at the gameplay. Look at how he dribbles. Look how rigid that is.
Come on, son. Yo, it's the same game.
Go to 2K. Go to 2K right now.
I'll go to 2K15.
There's a reason why EA didn't do this for a good 7 or 8 years.
Because they're not good at basketball. Like, football is very easy because it's mostly up, down, left, right.
I mean, they're still fucking that up this year.
Yeah.
To the point where people are trying to ban EA.
Damn.
Dude, this is...
Jesus Christ.
It's worlds apart.
Fucking KD on the Thunder. Jesus Christ.
This is worlds apart right here.
If I could get to the fucking... There we go.
See, the presentation's better.
Gives you a nice special intro. People flashing their cameras at you.
Nah, I'm pretty sure you had that NBA too.
NBA Live has a bit of more flashy...
cinematics and shit.
Yeah, because it's like ESPN, like it gives them the licensing and shit. Like they have to do all the 2K shit. Like they're more Turner. Like they have fucking. They got TNT. They got like Ernie Johnson and Shaq up there.
You know what bothers me?
What?
Get the gameplay. Come on. Are you looking at tutorials and shit?
You know what bothers me? The fact that EA has a contract where they're the only company that can do a sole football simulation.
I think that 2K is it making one.
They can't do an actual NFL simulation.
So it has to be like an arcade.
They can do an arcade style football game.
That's so stupid. That's so dumb.
That bothers me, because then why can't 2K lock down NBA simulation?
Son, it's the same game. It's the same game.
No, it's not. Look at the difference. Look at it.
People are speculating, which I would be very excited, which would happen if 2K took the whole football arcade aspect and turned it into another NFL street game.
That would be pretty dope. But, like, do you see what I mean? Like, Keith, you can attest the fluidity of this game is just so much different. Look how they move.
2K over Live. Any day. I mean, that's just not even a question.
Like, just look at the dribbling. See how different that is? It's not just, like, fucking them moving forward. It's like the ball's attached to them. Like, the ball's actually, like, fucking...
Oh, damn, he got stuffed.
Yeah, there's actual, like, physics somewhat to it. It's not just, like, jump, fly through the air, get, that like, coach screech through a guy.
Look like he wants to be there. He looks like he wants to get the fuck out of there.
Guy's making me defend 2K of all games. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, I've had bad experiences with 2K, so stop it.
Right? WWE.
Oh, yeah.
That has nothing to do with basketball.
But it's
Everybody knows that NBA Live is horrible.
But we're talking about developers, right? We're not talking about the actual sport of basketball itself. We're talking about developers.
It's different.
What are you looking at, Nick?
I'm just looking at the timer.
Nice.
Either way, universal, no matter what game you play, Borderlands, WWE, NBA, 2K servers are terrible.
Oh, they're terrible. They're so trash.
Yes.
We did a fucking elimination chamber, and that shit was laggy as fuck. Do you remember that?
Wasn't the elimination chamber. It was the death match. Talking to the mic.
Your mic's right there. You're right there.
I'm like, what is he pointing at?
Pointing at you, cocksucker.
Soldier boy.
Why don't you do it like me? Why don't you have the mic in front of you like how I am? Instead of it like leading to like the left side.
You have to like lean over like you're telling a story.
You're like, gather around, kids. Uncle Leps has got a story.
That sounds so bad. Uncle Leps.
Oh, God.
Uncle Leps. Oh, my God.
Keep going, Tom Hanks.
Fuck you. Tom Hanks, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Oh, my God.
It's the same game, in my opinion.
It's not the same game.
Same game. Probably different controls, but look-wise, same game. Same game. It's basketball. What difference is it going to be between two different developers? They can only make so much of a difference.
It's the physics, the engine, bro. It's the gameplay of itself. Listen, at any other game, I would defer to your knowledge, but when it comes to 2K, NBA, that's my wheelhouse, bitch. That's my wheelhouse.
How many other sports titles are there? Do they have separate, like, their
2K?
No, like their licensing is in two separate development teams.
What do you mean by that?
There's NBA made by EA and there's NBA made by 2K.
He's saying that like
FIFA. That's it.
FIFA.
I mean FIFA soccer.
They got FIFA soccer and they got PES.
Back in the day, it was 2K for MLB and then it was MLB the Show and then it was like two.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But they stopped doing fucking 2K for God knows what reason.
Now how was that?
2K was fun, but I didn't have fucking PS3, so I couldn't get the Show.
Yeah, but you have the Show 19. Now, what would you prefer, 2K13 or the Show 19?
I hated the later Show games. My favorite 2K fucking game was the one with Reyes on the cover. That was my favorite game. I wish I still had my 360. I still want to fucking play that.
The one with Jose Reyes?
Yeah.
What was it, 2K6?
2K8.
2K8.
Oh, dude, I logged.
I had 2K9. On my
who was on the cover? I think that was probably Ryan Howard or somebody.
I think it was Jeter. No.
No, Jeter was 06.
Kevin Garnett.
07.
Maybe it was 06. Kevin Garnett.
2K9, right? Or 2K8?
Yeah, because that's after they won the championship.
2K9. Tim Lincecum. Oh my God, that's how long ago it was.
Who?
Tim Lincecum.
Tim Lincecum. Wow.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's crazy. Tim Lincecum fell off the face of the fucking planet. This is back when I knew about baseball.
Yeah, Jesus.
Fucking Tim Lincecum, as soon as that motherfucker cut his hair, he played like dick.
Oh, yeah, he sucked.
He was horrible. No, for real. Like, if you're in baseball...
It was really weird.
Baseball is the biggest sport where superstitions are actually a real thing. Like, that guy cut his hair and went from a Cy Young winner, which is the best pitcher in baseball, to... Dookie.
Back to back.
Back to back. And right after he cut that fucking mane, bro, plummeted
he did
down.
You know what? To be fair, though, he did pitch two no-hitters after he cut his hair.
Yeah, but he never had
the same
consistency.
He was never the same guy. Yeah, no.
Never.
2K10 was
my knowledge of baseball stops after 2015 because that's when the Mets lost the World Series and broke my fucking heart.
Fuck the Mets.
Yo, fuck you, bro. Yeah, fuck you.
I looked at my phone. The Yankees were up 6-1, they're now losing 12-6.
Speaking of that, I think the Islanders are playing tonight.
Are they playing in the...
Listen,
I'm going to let him...
They're playing in the fucking Eastern Conference Finals, my guy. There we go. We're not going to talk about it. We'll save that for the sports show.
Doesn't NHL have two separate developers, too?
No.
Just, that's only just EA.
Just EA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. We're losing 6-1.
In hockey?
What the fuck...
Bro, I feel like six goals is a lot.
It's a decent amount. It's not like crazy.
What's all right? So in hockey, what's an?
No, I mean it's a lot of goals, but yeah. It's not like fucking like hockey. It's like kind of like a baseball, a little less than a baseball score.
Yeah, because I feel like they don't. You could go with like literally like two periods without a goal.
Yeah, like but you could go fucking nine innings without a run.
This is also true.
Nah, but baseball got to add some ridiculous ass bowling math to it. You know what I mean? Where you got to like, tally up all your scores and shit in each inning and shit. Like, yo, stop it, bro. Just do 1 point, 2 point.
1, 2, 3, the four. Fuck?
What's with all this math? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Plus upon your little basic ass stick ball game. Like, you know, I'm so confused. You know what I mean? Why is this stick ball game got to have such confusing ass rules? You know what I mean? Yo, what is it? You know, I'm gonna play cricket. You know what I mean? Cricket's probably easier.
Don Brackman.
Who the fuck is Don Brackman?
Don Brackman's cricket, baby.
What? Is that an actual game?
Yes, sir.
Is that like the same graphics as the lacrosse game?
Where is it?
It's right here.
Oh, Don Bradman.
This is probably huge in like fucking Australia and India and shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This game. I remember.
Look up gameplay.
This is like one of the like original games that's like been on the. I think the Xbox store since like the Xbox One came out, and it's always had like 2 or 3 stars, and I always see it on sale.
Nah.
So, does anyone here know how to play cricket?
Does anybody know who Don Bradman is?
No. Who's Don Bradman, man?
I mean, isn't cricket just like UK baseball?
That place is packed. Dude,
that's what it is.
Dude, cricket everywhere except America is huge. Even when I was in Ireland, they have like fucking cricket jerseys and shit.
I mean, you can say the same thing about rugby too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sports that are popular here and just not popular anywhere else.
You mean the other way around?
Yes. American football is not popular anywhere else. Baseball, except everywhere.
Except for Japan.
And the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so stubborn. It's such an American thing. It's like, fuck your sports. We're going to make our own.
Exactly.
Like, fucking... The only one that's outside of... is like basketball, I think, that we've made. That's only like global sport.
By them putting in the Olympics and shit?
Basketball no, just very, like yeah. That's reached worldwide.
Oh, reached worldwide. Oh, okay.
And that's still like very big.
Yeah, it's like the second biggest.
Because you ain't watching football nowhere else.
Yeah. No, it's like a couple people in London with like Rams hats.
What about the World Wrestling Entertainment?
Well, that's international.
Would you say that's bigger than the NFL world? I mean, if you count worldwide. Well,
and NBA?
Not NBA. Well,
it's not bigger than the NBA.
I don't know. It's hard to judge.
I feel like if we're talking about international, the WWE would be bigger than American football.
Yes. Basketball, probably not.
And like Japan, you got like New Japan Pro Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Noah, all this shit. It's a lot more popular over there. I think it's like different over there, though. They fucking...
They respect the art.
And it's a whole nother style, too.
Yeah, that strong style shit.
You know?
Shout out Shinsuke Nakamura.
You get kicked in the nutsack.
Dude, it's fucking wild. You see that? They do some crazy shit. They're doing like shit on the pile drivers on the neck and shit. Like,
they don't give a fuck.
Dude, they don't.
And then you'll see somebody break their neck, and then you'll just see the whole crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're mad respectful.
Yeah, they're mad respectful. Not like us who are chanting what? Like
everybody's mad disrespectful. Just chanting
my favorite thing about Japanese wrestling and TV is that whenever there's a suspenseful moment, they just super zoom in on the person's face.
Like somebody's joining Bullet Club. Like AJ Styles joins Bullet Club. They just zoom in on his face.
Even like a fucking game show.
It's like an anime.
See a hole in the wall and it just goes. If someone's fucking splats up, they're like, oh, sink.
It's literally like an anime. Like it's like the funniest thing. Like they take it like to a whole another level when it comes to theatrics.
Oh yeah, exactly, 100%.
And it's because of that reason that like when storylines hit. Like to like their climax and shit, like you'll see like people crying and tearing up in the crowd.
Oh yeah,
they're a lot more invested.
They're a lot more invested into this.
Somebody said, yeah, like
it's so interesting how
like, look,
different.
There it is.
Oh,
the
zoom. Zoom. Oh,
precise timing.
AJ Styles, and then he just hits him. Bada bink.
I also love the amount of logos on the wrestling ring.
Yeah, so it's like a NASCAR thing.
It looks like a fight.
It looks like an actual fight. Like, yeah. It looks like an event, you know? Yeah. I was always a fan of a logo or some type of like object on the mat.
You know, if Pride was still around and shit, I would love to go to Japan.
Oh, yeah, and deal with the Yakuza and shit like that. I would love to
deal with the Yakuza.
You know, I would love to have done that.
No, it's like, it's such a weird, like different culture. Like, everybody there is, like, real respectful and shit.
It's a whole different thing, you know what I mean? Like, imagine going as an American and you're just ready to fucking bleed.
Just bleed.
And then you have, like, everyone surrounding you, like, after every, like hook or, like, some crazy shit or, like, a takedown. I mean, you still got, like, the reactions and shit like that. But, like, when it comes to, like, you know, chants, when it comes to everybody, like...
No one's acting a fool.
Yelling, you know, yeah, there's not going to be, like, a drunken bar fight. Jesus. Like, in the middle of the section that you're sitting in. Like, what happened to us, you know?
Damn, he's selling the shit out of this.
Oh, hell yeah, he just died. He died. He's playing it off. You know, the whole crowd's like, oh, he's dead. That's my hero, he's done. Okada, rest in peace.
Damn. You know? That's the dopest wrestling t-shirt out there, the fucking Bullet Club shirts.
Yeah. It's like the Nirvana of wrestling shirts, because people will wear it just because it looks dope.
Yeah, of course.
They've never even
fucking seen it. Dude, I get so many compliments on that shirt, and they're like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's a wrestling thing. And they're like, oh, and you watch that?
Dork.
Yeah, exactly.
fucking dork.
Fucking Mark. Like,
I don't know if people who don't watch wrestling know what Mark is. I think that's an inside the community.
Oh, yeah, that's an inside the community thing.
Well, you got to look at it like, yo, Bullet Club? Like, you gotta look at the Japanese perspective. Bullet Club is just a bunch of Western influence coming in.
Yeah. Or something like that.
You know? Like, look at this. Like this white dude just came in here and just killed their Asian star. You know what I mean?
Fucking Nagasaki all over again.
Legitimately.
God damn.
You know what I mean? The southern cunt. You know what I mean?
Southern cunts.
Just came out with a hoodie and shit. And just put your man through the styles clash and shit and just walking away.
Like, you know, nothing happened.
The gang like community. Nothing happened.
Honestly, I thought that was the video that said that.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Dude, fucking.
That's some
crazy
shit.
It's very interesting, like fucking the cultures of like different countries and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I don't know if I would definitely go to Asian countries, but I feel like it's just too long of a fucking plane ride.
Oh, I would move to Japan.
Japan doesn't like Americans though. You're not allowed to open a bank account if you're not from Japan.
Especially if your skin's like, you know, a little on the dark side.
That's no, fine. Dude, it's even if you're fucking just American. If you're from like China, well, obviously China, they hate China. But I mean, like, if you're from fucking Mexico and you go there, they're just gonna be like, nope.
Yeah, no, of course. But it's like basically everything. Really think about it.
Because they just like they keep to themselves. They're very like, I don't know, but like. Shit. You know what place I would want to go? I want to go to Thailand. Because Thailand's cheap as fuck.
Yeah, you sure about that?
Yeah.
You sure you're going to have the Hangover Part 2?
No, that's fine. No, I'll go for the Muay Thai camps and be like, sing, 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 sing.
Nah, because you're going to go in there and like a 13-year-old little kid's going to smack you up and break your shin.
That's fine. It's on the other side of the world. Nobody ever should see it.
Only thing I know about Thailand is all the Thailand chicks and
fucking... Lady boys.
And 90 Day Fiance.
The Lady Boys.
You go see the Lady Boys.
That and capital is Bangkok. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, so that's where the Lady Boys
Bangkok?
Are at.
Yeah. That's very.
There's a reason.
Very appropriate.
You've seen Hangover 2. Like, there's a reason they don't call it Bangkok. It's just a transvestite that he had sex with.
Dude, it's No, but that's cool. What country would you not go to under any circumstances?
North Korea.
North Korea.
No, but you Vietnam. Can't go. I was gonna say Vietnam. I feel like just.
No,
like,
but I hear Vietnam's a nice place now.
Now, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like there's bad thank juju.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't go there in the '60s. You know what I mean?
Fuck no.
Because if you go in there, you're gonna walk. You know, minding your own business, you're gonna fall into a punchy trap. But you got spike bamboos going through your goddamn torso and shit. You know what I mean?
I might take the risk and go to Cuba though.
Cuba, yeah. Well, Cuba's like kind of normalized just, now. It's like allowed to go there.
Just so I can see Tupac.
I can believe he's in Cuba. Fucking Castro probably has
right
him
right there, Havana.
He probably has him like fucking just chilling out there in the like Capitol suite. Just like he's the real guy running the fucking show back there. You just pull up to the Capitol in Havana and it's just Tupac behind the desk. It's like, sup.
Surprise, surprise.
That king is back.
Double conspiracy. Not only did Suge try and kill Tupac, which is obviously true, but Tupac surprises Suge and says, I'm not a dead bitch. I'm in Cuba.
The double swerve.
They should make a movie out of that.
Keep your head up.
Jason, you think Tupac's alive, right?
I mean, it's possible.
Didn't you say it
on the last pod.
Machiavelli.
Machiavelli. It's always a conspiracy theory with it.
I don't know what it was about this year, but it made me really fucking love conspiracy theories. It's Alex so interesting.
Jones over here.
No, it's fun to believe, Nick. Don't you want to believe they're turning the fucking frogs gay?
I'm sorry. What the fuck just came out of your mouth?
It's an Alex Jones. How are you going to talk about Alex Jones but don't know the classic Alex Jones
conspiracy? You refer to yourself as Alex Jones.
No, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know, man. Fucking Corona got me. Like, when we were in the midst of it, like when you were locked down and like, couldn't leave your house. Yeah, nothing to do. Yeah, dude. Fucking, I started losing my mind. I got like that cabin fever. I was just like, fucking, like black helicopters and shit. I don't know, man. I don't know.
The only conspiracy theory I believe is the government killed JFK, because that's a...
Absolutely. I think it was the government or the mob.
Probably the government. I don't think the mafia would...
You know what conspiracy theory I believe?
What?
That the government's protecting a bunch of Hollywood pedophiles like Tom Hanks.
Well, that's barely even a conspiracy anymore. I feel like that's just like public knowledge at this point.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres...
And Obama.
Is the spookiest of them all. Is Obama on the flight log?
Shh.
Oh my gosh.
We don't talk bad about Obama either. But he was on the list.
Yikes. Oh shit. Fucking the only one that's like for sure, it's like, come on, Bill.
Oh yeah, Bill's definitely.
Come on. Yeah. It's like, dude. If anybody's going down there getting funky, it's all Billy Boy. Billy Boy fucking got copped up a feel in the Oval Office. Just doing the damn thing.
I did not have sexual relations with that child.
Dude, you fucking did. I don't believe him, Bill. I don't fucking believe him.
You guys ever see that interview of Prince Andrew?
Yes.
That shit.
I don't hug people. It must be photoshopped.
It's the funniest, most awkward shit you would ever see in your life.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's so funny. Like, your man, he tries to deny every single thing, like not sleeping with Jeffrey Epstein in his house and shit like that. And then not getting a foot massage from like a 13-year-old Russian chick.
This.
You know what I mean? That like they like knew her name and she spoke out. And he's like, bah, 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 I've never known. And it's like, but you stayed in this house for like 3 days. And like, and within those 3 days, like all these occurrences happened. It's like, he has a fairly large apartment, you know what I mean? In a condo in the city, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
what the fuck?
some shit like that. Like, you would just divert the question.
Dude, there's like pictures of like the like Israeli prime minister getting like brought into the back door of his apartment, like just fucking brought upstairs. Dude, you know what I like? One of the conspiracy theories I believe is that they were like fucking undercover agents. Him and that fucking Gisalian chick.
What's her name?
Yeah, they're like. In, yeah, why don't? What's Gazelle? Her name? Ghislaine.
Oh,
Ghislaine Lane.
Maxwell. Ghislaine yeah. Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
But. You know what's crazy that I just thought about?
What?
The guy on the jetpack at LAX.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
No, Nick, bring that up, please.
Oh, I heard about this.
How the FBI like closed down LAX to do a federal to do an investigation. Apparently there was a guy spotted on a jetpack. Yo, it's CJ, son.
Yo, son, someone activated the cheat code in San Andreas.
Yo. Bro.
On a jetpack, Fort Hood shaking up.
But was that an actual jetpack or one of those fake-ass water jetpacks?
I don't know.
Either way, he's flying. I don't think it's a water jetpack. Is there water by JFK?
No, LAX.
No, I mean LAX. Either way, there's water by JFK. Yeah, look.
Oh, wait, what the hell? No. That's a jetpack. That's an actual jetpack.
What the fuck?
Yo. Ain't no water coming out. That's an actual jetpack.
What the fuck?
LAX jetpack mystery.
What?
The more advanced society is coming to visit us.
No, nah, yo, your man really hit up, down, down, LT, L2. You know what I'm saying? Yo, son, that's crazy,
dude.
I was actually not expecting that. I heard about the story because I read on an article, and I read the dialogue between like the command tower and then like some of like the
3,000 feet
the people from the field like on the actual runway. They were like, hey, what is that up there? And he's like, looks like a guy in a jetpack. And he's like, looks like a jetpack. And he's like, what are you talking about? It's like the funniest conversation ever. It's like they actually have like the actual dispatch, like audio logs and shit that you can just read.
Just imagine that though. Someone's like, yeah, there's a dude. In, like you're at work, Jason, when you're roofing, and they just you see a guy flying by the top of like a 26-story building. That would be insane.
I've seen some crazy shit fly over. Like, I've seen, like, military helicopters fly over. Like, Trump's pulling up, you know?
Dude, I saw a fucking, like, AC-130, like, 3 weeks ago flying over, like, towards, like, overhead.
I saw the same shit.
Yeah. Every time I see that, I'm like, fucking, going down. I'm like, and they're sending the nuke.
I remember it was right after the tropical storm, I think, that I saw that.
Right after the tropical smoothie.
Okay. Yeah, that was weird. We saw like three of them like fucking coming in. I'm like, oh shit, something definitely is going down.
It was an airdrop.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, that just happened. I forgot. I didn't even lose power. I thought it wasn't even that big of a storm.
Yo, I want to join the Space Force.
Why?
I want to go to space. What do you think the requirements are? Nick, look at the requirements for Space Force. Would you get, like, if you had to be drafted to one branch of the military?
Is the Space Force actually happening, though?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
No, dude. Like, fucking.
You find
Space Force requirements.
A NASA spaceman on Indeed. What's the minimum job qualifications, please?
Dude, I would love. I'll be the janitor on the spaceship. I just want to go to space. It'd be fucking dope. I'll be zero gravity fucking mopping the fucking ceiling. It'd be great. Squirting toothpaste into the fucking air.
Didn't really say anything here.
Look through the website.
I did. It's like,
what? Look up the requirements to be in the Space Force. I feel like you have to be like.
Just look up NASA job requirements. NASA spaceman job requirements.
Is Space Force NASA though? I don't think it is. Yo, NASA fell off. All NASA is like a clothing brand now.
You need a bachelor's degree in engineering, biological science, physical science, computer science, or mathematics. Followed by 3 years
of professional... So you can have one of those?
I guess, yeah. Followed by 3 years of professional experience or 1,000 hours of pilot and command time in jet aircraft. So...
So, I'm a little underqualified.
Just go to the flight school, the LIU flight school in Farmingdale.
You'll facts. Be right.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
That too.
Yo, I got at least 1,000 hours in that's what I spent all my time in the computer lab doing.
Oh, Google Earth?
Yeah, Google Earth Flight Simulator. Honestly, that's like, I never played any of the games when we went there. I never did any of the work. I sat in the fucking corner of the class. I'm like, Google Earth Flight Simulator. Bang. And I just fly around and be like, oh, look at that.
Oh, look, it's my house.
Yeah, that's literally what I do. Let me fucking park in my driveway and just crash into my neighbor's house. Fucking meth head that blew up his house. What are you going to do? Fucking don't cook meth in your garage. Your house won't blow up.
Don't cook meth in your garage.
Fucking piece of shit.
Breaking Bad should have taught you better.
That was pre-Breaking Bad. Actually, I think his house blew up probably like at the height of Breaking Bad, like 2011 type shit.
All right. Y'all ready to rap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like 11.
11, 11, 11, 11, 11.
Jason said, I got construction at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Jason's got to fucking wrap up. Keith, you probably have work
early. How you leave at 5 o'clock and then I'm going to play some softball?
Listen, man. Fucking, it's not my fault. Blame Nick.
Why are you blaming me?
You should have better time management.
Grown-ass men playing a softball league. Yo, fuck you. Balls.
But yeah, the three men are playing in that grown-ass man softball league.
Listen, man. I'm fucking sprinting dingers all over the goddamn map, son.
But why, though?
Huh?
But why, though?
Because I never got any athletic glory as a child, so I need my vindication as an adult.
Are you going to win a trophy? Are you going to get $50?
I'll have my pride. That's all I need.
Hope your pride gets crushed by a 40-year-old man trying to do the exact same thing that you're trying to do.
It did in football. I'm not opposed to it. I gotta try, man. Yo, I hit one dinger that validates my whole little league career. That's fine.
You'll probably hit maybe.
It's because of softball.
Exactly.
You're pretty quick, Pat. You probably get it inside the park.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking Swift. Phil Swift. You know who Phil Swift is?
Flex tape.
Yeah, there we go. Flex tape. Flex seal. Oh, hold on. Give me. Swift. Oh, that actually like sounded pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie. Do it one more time. All right, everybody has to put in a sound effect. Ready? Swift.
Tits.
Why you gotta go tits, bro?
I don't know.
The fucking that. The first one was so much better. You ruined it. All right, let's wrap up because we gotta get out of here.
Everyone's delusional.
You are delusional. Fucking.
Pretty much.
Labor Day special.
Jesus Christ.
You are so loud. Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Thank you for apologizing.
All right, Pat.
I already took my thing off.
JP.
Yeah.
Let's rock and roll.
It's over. Oh, man.
Grease.
So much noise.
So much noise. Okay.
Muted.
Well, I hope y'all had a beautiful day, evening, and night.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Labor Day. This has been Chit Chat, the chattiest of all the chits.
Labor Day's over already. What are you talking about? It was nighttime. What's the